Hey everyone, this is Jordan Lopez, voice of McKenna Thorne. Welcome to The Hidden People. We're telling an ongoing story, so if this is your first time listening, please make sure to start from the first episode. Trust me. If you like the show, we'd be honored if you visited us on Patreon at patreon.com/hiddenpeoplepodcast. For as little as $2 a month, you can be our heroes and help us to keep the story going. In return, we'll give you the inside scoop, bonus episodes, member-exclusive merchandise, and more. After that, hop on over to Apple Podcasts to rate and review the show. Thanks for your support and enjoy The Hidden People.
The Hidden People contains mature language, content, and themes. Please listen with care.
Murder, kidnap, torture, mystical items, and bargaining. Oh, so much bargaining. Tit for tat, heart of your lover for the heart of your enemy. And all without blinking an eye. It's modus operandi for the court. But please imagine a world where all of this is verboten. Juvenile and, well, boring for certain. But if the court would indulge me for just a moment, let me make my point. Close your eyes. I mean it. All of you, close them.
Yes, you too.
Ah, yes. Now you can see it, can't you? Such a utopian, sepia-toned, nauseating place, isn't it? So many rules about what you can't do. So many more limits to your power. So many more weak, insufferable beings surrounding you, crying out to be oppressed. But dig a little deeper. You were born into this world. No other. And these rules are as natural as the concrete beneath your shoes. And the idea of our world and our rules, well, it must seem a lawless and monstrous place. Truly a wild west where anything goes. But not everything goes. There are rules. The question is, in such a reckless place, what broken law would cause a being of great power to be banished for all eternity? And when McKenna Thorne goes to her for aid, what would that wretched creature demand in return?
Dayton Riders Movement presents The Hidden People, starring Jordan Lopez, Stephen Gogol, Sean Gunther, Xander Hildenbrandt, Emily Kallenberg, Stephen Kallenberg, and Luna Madison. Season 1, Episode 14, The Borigna, written by Alexa Fett Fisher, directed by Chris and Megan Burnside, also starring Aaron Brewer, Danielle Gunther, Chatham Miracle, and Darlene Spencer.
It feels wrong to be here.
You said the same thing when you had to work opening night for Guardians of the Galaxy 2.
Yeah, but this is bigger. This is real.
Money is real, as is exchange of money for food and shelter.
Miss, there's a whole new world of fantasy and adventure out there, waiting for us to discover all its wonder.
It's the exact same world as yesterday, Alfie. No magic, no fantasy.
That's not what your algorithm said last night. Wink, wink.
Ew. Even with her current bug in the system, my computer is too good for you. Don't sexualize her.
I'm just saying, it's got to be true if your science-based code formula thingy says, you know.
What? That Mac's a fucking fairy?
Don't say that too loud!
Why not? If you're all gung-ho for it, you shouldn't be embarrassed if our few customers we have hear you.
No, it's not that. Forget the customers.
Excuse you?
If Mac has an evil doppelganger from the fairy world, we don't know who else is out there that wants to get her. The call could be coming from inside the house.
Oh my god. Whatever. But you do have a point. Until we know what's going on and who the hell that other Mac was.
Fact.
No.
Fact.
Anyway, we should be more cautious. For now.
Kinda hard to be cautious in public. We could always close early for the day.
Yeah, no. We can research things on this side of sanity right here.
Like what? You're still in denial about the answers.
I refuse to believe in magic. But I was thinking about what you said yesterday. About how these made-up stories were explanations for real things. My guess is if we can look into the basis for all this made-up junk, maybe we can get a lead on what's really going on. I pulled some keywords from the results of the algorithm. And honestly, as gross as it is at this point, we're looking for fairies in fairy tales. Or at least the real-world explanations.
Aw, yes. Looking up fantasy tales at work. My lifelong dream. What are you finding?
Well, a collection of, quote, epic myths and tales.
The fable of Munachar and Manachar. Those sound like twin names. Like Fak and Mac.
I highly doubt Evil Twin goes by Fak.
Still, click the link. Welcome to Sounds... Oh, hi. Piano's all yours. Have fun. A lot of these story titles aren't very descriptive. Are we gonna have to read them all?
Not necessarily. If I can save the text and upload the stories to my computer's database, I should be able to run them through the same algorithm to search for keywords related to fairies.
Nissa! I thought we were being careful. From now on, we're calling them... butterflies.
Butterflies.
Yeah, you know, tiny and wings and... Look, just keep adding stories to your butterfly collection, and we can look at them later when we get back to your place.
Right. Well, why don't you take a look at this interesting story I found about butterflies?
The farmer and the changeling. Mac's not a farmer, and we're nowhere rural enough for this to be relevant.
No, read the actual... Hello there. Is there something wrong with the piano today, or did you have...
Where is McKenna Thorne?
She's out sick with the plague, so...
She is not ill, nor do they have her. Where is she?
Look, if you're with the police...
No. I am Liliana, guardian of Udubrunner, heir of the Aesir and the Vanir, daughter of the Weird, lady of the Unseelie Court, and queen to the Unnamed. But perhaps it would be simpler for you to think of me as Butterfly.
Holy shit, my crush is a fairy.
What's next on the docket for today?
More of Shaylee kicking my ass. How about some new magic I can suck at?
Nope, we're going out.
Whoa, Black Annis?
Bam a lamb.
Shit, Shaylee. You're going to the Dane Hills now? I know you want to move up the timetable, but this... Don't you need more time to, you know, get a gift together?
There's no time. I'll make something up.
Fuck. This is a really bad idea.
Maybe I should sit this one out.
Afraid not, Mac. I need you there to get what we need to know.
who my creator is?
Aye. Come here. We're going to step sideways.
Bye-bye, girls. Have fun storming the castle.
Don't die.
Whoa. So green and, you know, wet.
Aye, that's England for you. Ireland was the same, but you probably didn't notice much from the roof, on account of your crippling and irrational fear.
I still haven't forgiven you.
Somehow I'll survive. This way.
Okay, so you want to find out who my creator is. Why? Can we convince them to call the fetch?
Maybe, but there's more to it. For the Hidden People, lineage is intrinsically related to power. Children of the Hidden People inherit their power from their parents.
Okay, so I'm considered one of their children.
Feck no. You're a toy they made, not their offspring.
Then is the fetch...
Ach, you know the answer to that. You're not their child, neither is your fetch. But you are their git. The power you possess, and the training your fetch possesses, are all relative to the power of the one who made you. And though you aren't taken to magic like a duck to water, your fetch is perhaps the best I've faced.
So my fetch gets her magic from my creator.
Humans cannot use magic, and your fetch is human. It's not in their blood. It's the training your fetch got whilst she was captive. The more important the maker, the more likely they are to get special training.
Then how is knowing my creator going to help us?
For the Hidden People, power is both currency and legacy. When one of the Hidden dies, their children inherit their power and their memories.
But I thought I wasn't their child.
Eh, think yourself a bit of a bastard. You'll inherit a very small portion of their power.
And the fetch?
Her training, thankfully, is not hereditary.
Shaylee, how do you know this? Did you kill your creator?
Do you not remember the most important rule? We don't kill the Hidden People, they kill us. But knowledge can be its own power with them. And yes, my creator is dead. Most likely her proper children killed her to inherit her power. My becoming stronger was just a side effect that they couldn't give a feck about. And coming here is the only way I know of to find out who your creator could be.
Right. So this is the Dane Hills?
Technically we're halfway to Derby, not the proper Dane Hills. Urban sprawl forced her to move further north.
Nissa always said nothing good ever came of gentrification. If she's trying to avoid people out here in the wilderness, does that mean she's one of the Hidden? Why would she help us?
Black Anis isn't just one of the Hidden. She's one of the Old Ones. There was a regime change a couple of millennia ago. Black Anis was loyal to Vodan, the god of the Hidden People. She chooses to live in exile rather than recognize the murderous usurper.
Very Game of Thrones. But why bother? If the old king is dead, is there a rightful heir or something?
No, she's just old and stubborn. And honestly, more than a bit out of her mind. This way then, almost there.
That is a giant ash tree.
It's an oak. Keep walking.
What's on its branches?
Don't look too closely.
But it looks like leather. This is it. This cave?
Aye. The Bower of Black Hannes. Be wary. That leather isn't from animals.
Just to be sure I'm not imagining things, you are a legit, magic-wielding, true form-hiding fairy?
I am of the Hidden.
Ha! I told you, Nissa! Fairies! Oh, this is incredible.
Whatever. Did Alfie put you up to this?
If I will not be believed, then perhaps I shall seek aid elsewhere.
No.
If you're looking for Mac, then you have nowhere else to go.
Girl, I can...
No one knows where she is. But everyone else looking for her thinks she's a murderer. We know she isn't. I bet you know that too.
McKenna Thorne is facing dangers from both your world and mine. I only wish to help.
And help is good. We like help.
Why? Why do you care about McKenna at all? Who are you?
Do my titles mean nothing to you? The explanation would be nonsensical to humans. Suffice it to say, I have an interest and responsibility in her preparation.
Seriously? That's all you're going to give us to make us trust you?
And how would you go about explaining your motivations to insects who know nothing about the world in which you live and are incapable of comprehending it if they tried?
Oh yes, because insults will totally encourage us to help you.
McKenna Thorne needs the proper preparation. Working in unison can help ensure she stands a chance in the coming duel. You require more encouragement than this?
Nope. Dramatic need established. What can we do?
The other that you saw is incredibly strong. Too strong for McKenna as she is.
You expect us to fight?
Such is forbidden.
Ooh, a training montage then. I can blast Eye of the Tiger while Mac runs up some stairs. Bump, tick, tick, bump, 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 tick, 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 bump, bump.
There is another training, McKenna.
Bump.
What I propose is something only you two can attempt.
According to you, we're the insects here.
Insects can maneuver into the tiniest of crevices.
Maybe a bad time to bring this up, but I'm claustrophobic.
I'm assuming it's a metaphor. A place that's guarded against people like her, but not insects like us.
Precisely. There are, admittedly, deterrents against humans.
'Cause that doesn't sound ominous.
But nothing that cannot be bypassed by a force of will and some basic counter magic.
Force of will is my middle name.
I suppose your parents just use Wilhelm for short.
Nissa, please stop shooting me down here. I'm trying to be impressive.
There is only one other obstacle that would hinder you.
Please say it's a sphinx that speaks only in pop culture riddles.
You may only take one item from the vault.
So don't get greedy.
It's cursed in such a way to prevent arming a rebellion.
Clever. Learning from past mistakes, it seems.
The sum of all the artifacts in the vault would make one more powerful than the gods themselves. But McKenna doesn't need power. She needs to stay hidden. And she only needs one item from the hidden treasury for that.
You wanted to speak to me, Chief?
Close the door, Mulligan. I've already spoken to Officer Sitwell, and I'd like to hear from you exactly where we are in the Thorne murders. I know a lot's happened in the last 36 hours, and I need the details.
The evidence we currently have points to McKenna Thorne as the prime suspect. She hasn't been seen since immediately before we executed a search warrant on the Thorne's residence. We currently have an APB out with neighboring jurisdictions, as well as 24-hour points of exit monitoring for all major transit companies and interstates.
This was all after she attacked her brother?
Yes, after the attack on Thomas Thorne. We had an emergency warrant approved and put in a request for assistance from the city SWAT team to enter her residence.
You waited on a SWAT team to take in one girl?
I considered her armed and dangerous, sir.
You were also armed, Detective. Inventory says you fired 3 rounds from your weapon that night. What'd you hit, Detective Mulligan?
What do you say to explain the unexplainable? When the truth is too incredible to be believed, but rationalization can damn you.
Nothing, sir. I aimed for the dogs that were with McKenna. I must have missed.
Must have? You're a good shot, aren't you, Detective? These dogs were at close range?
They didn't react to either the sound of the gun or the bullet hitting whatever it hit. It was dark.
But you saw the dog with Miss Thorne, and someone was with you to corroborate what you saw.
What do you say when the truth is a betrayal?
Yes, Chief. I was with Thomas Thorne before the attack. He was the one McKenna was after. He also provided the positive ID. I wasn't close enough to see her face.
But you had reasonable suspicion before that night that McKenna Thorne was a viable suspect in her parents' murders.
all the evidence was circumstantial.
No alibi. A matching boot print and DNA on her mother's corpse, detective.
We couldn't find the matching shoe in her home, and we couldn't confirm when the hair was placed on the jacket.
But they pointed to McKenna Thorne.
They didn't rule her out.
How long have you and Thomas Thorne been personally involved?
Chief McElveen, how did you know that...
God damn it, Mulligan! I can ignore the media making their snide jokes for attention. I can console the higher-ups by saying my men have it under control. But you actually have to do your damn job. Ignoring evidence? Delaying a raid? Being romantically involved with the suspect's brother? Damn it! You came to this force highly recommended, Sam. Young, yes, but you had great drive and focus. You were doing incredibly well and had a great future ahead of you.
You're speaking in past tense, Chief.
You're going down the wrong path, Samantha. I saw a great deal of myself in you, but your recent actions have sullied the reputation of this department. Nothing's been done that can't be fixed, but you're going to have to work incredibly hard to make this case airtight.
Of course, Chief.
Bring McKenna Thorne in. Make sure all of the evidence, the interviews, the arrest, everything is beyond reproach. There's no reason you should be disciplined. No reason there should be a mark on your record to put a break on any future promotions.
Yes, Chief.
Only want what's best, Mulligan. For you, for the community, for the department. Walk the straight and narrow until this case is closed and we'll have no problems. Dismissed.
Thank you, Chief.
Seriously? This is supposed to be some sort of secret fairy treasury? It's like a little nature preserve sandwiched between neighborhoods. It's not a forest. Not even a copse. I could probably count the actual trees.
I don't know. I could totally see some river sprites and wood nymphs and shit hiding out here.
We're still in the township. It's like she's not even trying.
Everything around it is already developed or incorporated. Ooh, maybe the fairies made a deal.
I checked the deed with the municipal registry. This land isn't even listed. No owner, no record of its existence.
Totally traded for some fairy gold.
Except it's not gold they keep in the treasury. The Anno lady said we're looking for the Cloak of Fenrir.
Ah, the Cloak of Fenrir. The most powerful cloaking relic in the Unseelie's repertoire. Under lock and key for the past 3 millennia, and one of a kind. Poor Fenrir. At least all dogs go to heaven.
Excuse you, piano lady? Her name is Liliana, guardian of a burnt mirror. No, that's not right. You think she'd repeat her intro if I asked really nicely?
I'm personally shocked you didn't take notes.
Hey, I paid attention to the important stuff, like how to sneak past the warding. Seven, eight, nine. Nine backward steps. Should be good to go now. Your turn, Nyssa.
This is ridiculous. I'm not walking backwards. Forget this. It's so stupid. I'm going home.
Come on, we'll do it together.
I think I left the oven on.
No, Nyssa. That's the warding making you want to leave. Turn around and walk backwards. Here, I'll do it with you.
Alfie.
All together. One, two. Nine. See? You did it.
Of course I did it. Walking backwards isn't magical. You still get to the same place.
But now you don't want to leave anymore, right?
Don't push it. Whatever. We're here. I guess we might as well keep going.
Oh, Nyssa. What happened to your rational skepticism? Maybe if you'd held on to your suspicion, you would have survived what's to come.
Stay close. Let me do the talking. And don't touch anything.
Seriously, why do you even bring me along if... Oh, these dolls are hella creepy.
Don't touch them.
Not on your life.
Despite all the magical wards, the visceral warnings of human hides, and living in the middle of nowhere, Black Anna still can't soundly sleep at night without her security personnel. Not that they'd be very good at watching over her. Her multitude of dolls are eyeless, after all. Eyeless, yet Shaylee and McKenna feel themselves being watched as they venture deeper into the cave.
I'm seriously getting the creeps. Do we really need to know who created me?
Trust me, bathroom girl.
And give Black Anna's a kiss. It's been too long.
Not too close, Shaylee. You wouldn't want those iron fingernails pinching your cheeks after she's seen how much you've grown.
Black Anna has missed, Shaylee dear. It's so lifeless once she's gone. Ainsley, no need to be jealous. Ainsley got plenty of attention yesterday.
Is she talking to...
Shh. The dolls are real to her.
It's been a while, hasn't it?
Black Anna's has been so cold and lonely in her bower, Shaylee.
So cold, the poor creature has turned blue, it seems. That was part of her curse, wasn't it? Skin so deep blue it became part of her name. Younglings can be so cruel to the old ones. So cruel.
Shaylee never visits anymore. What has Shaylee brought Black Anna's?
Oh, I left some fresh skins on the oak tree for you.
What? We didn't...
Just the hides? So wasteful. Quite right, Preston. This new generation turning up their noses at a decent meal. There are starving children out there.
I thought they were too stringy for you.
Too true. But at Black Anna's age, one learns to take what is given and steal what is not. Shaylee never comes unless she needs something. Out with it!
I need a creator name.
Ah, yes. Black Anna's was wondering when Shaylee would ask about who made her. Names are powerful things. Black Annis will tell Shaylee. Fascinating tale.
You already told me my creator's name.
Oh?
Yes.
Is Shaylee sure? Black Annis would remember. Tilda? Ah. So Black Annis has. Tilda never forgets. Then what's creator does Shaylee need to know? Shaylee needs to bring it to Black Annis. Black Annis cannot smell from a distance.
That would be me, Miss Annis, ma'am.
That's not this one's name, dearie. Would it like to guess this one's name? This one can give it anything, free of charge, if it can guess this one's name.
Betty.
That was not a guess. She did not enter into a contract with you. You hold no bargain over her.
Bah! Always so quick to tighten those loopholes, isn't she? Is Winston laughing at Black Annis? Thinking he's so clever and pointing and laughing at Black Annis? Black Annis will take his hands next. And then we'll see who claps at Winston's joke.
The necklace is made of hands.
Black Annis.
What?
You said you would tell us her creator's name.
Black Annis said no such thing. Nothing is free, wretched girl.
Tilda says you did.
Fuck.
Oh, it speaks true. Black Annis has become so forgetful in old age. What would she do without Tilda? Well, then it should come closer. Black Annis needs to breathe its essence to taste which fate crafted it.
My essence?
Not too close, Mac.
Nothing it will miss. Nothing it doesn't put out into the world without a thought to begin with. Annis just needs a little taste. No! That's not possible! No! No!
You're holding too tight. Let go!
What is this? It has no essence, no dust of magic from the one who made it. What is this?
That's not possible. Every construct needs the magic of its creator to maintain its form. We know her creator is strong, maybe strong enough to hide their essence.
Hiding essence is a special trick. This one's creator must want to hide from Black Annis. Black Annis has so many old enemies. Afraid Black Annis will track them through their changelings. Black Annis will rise up to destroy all enemies. So speak, Vorden.
I'm sure it's nothing for you to worry about, Black Annis. Whatever enemies you have.
Black Annis is the matriarch of the Blue Brow and the Iron Claw clans. She slaughtered lesser witches and immortals alike in the Knights of the Wild Hunt. She flew armies of her sister across the midnight sky and rained destruction across the land millennia before the very dust that makes these wands spewed forth from the stars. Last of her kind. And alone. And so tired. Leave. Black Annis cannot help these ones.
But there's no other way.
Black Annis does not want these ones here.
There has to be something else. Some way to find out who my creator is.
No! No! There's nothing. Ah, Ainsley has finally made herself useful. But it will be dangerous. Perhaps that's what you deserve, Shaylee, for doubting Black Ennis.
What is it?
Mimsbrunner.
The Well of Wisdom? But that only
reveals a past forgotten, yes. But the little construct friend was there when it was created. And that one doesn't remember that one's creation. Hence, a past forgotten.
That seems like a technicality.
It should know magic thrives best in the space of technicalities. Also, where it's most fun.
Where is the well?
There's a fairy ring on Moria Cliffs. But if the drop doesn't care, Shaylee, maybe the Voff will.
A Voff guards it. What else are we getting into by going there, you hag?
Oh, so mean to Granny. And after all she's given to Shaylee. Out, ungrateful child.
Let's go, Mac.
Nice to meet you, I guess.
This one should wait.
What?
This one shouldn't trust Shaylee. That one only cares for herself and does not work for this one. That one never keeps her promises.
Yeah, of course. Whatever you say.
This one thinks it knows better than Black Ennis? It's so young. It hasn't even watched time repeat once yet. But Black Ennis has. What happened once will happen over and over again. Black Ennis knows.
I should really get...
Bah! It will end up like all the other ones! Oh, the other ones that didn't listen to Black Ennis.
McKenna has an audience as she leaves the bower. Not just the echo of Black Ennis's prophecy, but her eyeless dolls as well. Their heads turn to watch her go, to watch history repeat itself. The witch is old, and when you get to be that old, you often become more mad than not. But even the completely insane have one thread that ties them to reality. One thing that they know so deep in their marrow, it anchors them to the world. Something that they know so well that even the barest hint of it can drag them from the depths of dementia. And what has Black Ennis experienced so profoundly it marked her very soul? Betrayal. Dayton Writers Movement presents The Hidden People. Executive producers Chris Burnside and Megan Burnside. Producers Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, and Jordan Lopez. The lead writer, Chris Burnside. Story by Anna Adamy, Chris Burnside, Megan Burnside, Alexa Fett Fisher, Stephen Kallenberg, Jordan Lopez, and Carrie Zahn. The sound engineer was Dan Sievers. Sound design, score, and original songs by Catherine Seaton. Theme song and additional music by Michael Yates. For more of The Hidden People, visit our website at hiddenpeoplepodcast.com.